I think one of the most basic things we need to do when it comes to money is always think in terms of God's ownership. And, you know, some people have heard that, but it usually doesn't sink in. And the fact that it doesn't sink in is demonstrated by how we go about spending money. Do we bring to God concerns, requests? Do we say, Lord, this money belongs to you. I am not my own. I have been bought with a price. The whole concept of stewardship, all the stewardship parables that Jesus spoke, all of them deal with the fact that God is the owner. We are stewards. We are God's money managers. Now, a money manager does not just take the money that belongs to someone else and go out and do whatever he feels like with it, with no sense of accountability, no sense of seeking the wisdom and counsel, sitting down and meeting with the owner of the assets and saying, how would you feel if I spent this money on this second home or moving into a different first home or on this new car or on this, you know, he would not do that on his own. Yet we do that on our own. And when we do, we demonstrate that we don't get stewardship 101, which is it all belongs to God. I'm not an owner. I'm a steward. So that then has tremendous implications in our view of debt, our view of spending habits, our view of giving and investing in eternity, and all the other aspects of stewardship.